That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. That old wheel has rolled around again. It's 7 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Central, and 9 a.m. Eastern on Saturday morning. And that's time for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And we've got our coffee, and we've got the Wranglers, and so we've got our Bible. So that's time. Well, good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason. Good
morning.
And John's not feeling the greatest this morning. Had a little scratchy throat, so he was going to try to sleep and get a little better for church tomorrow. But so we'll have to keep John in our prayers. But we welcome you, the remnant, out joining us. And hope you've got your coffee. Hope you've got your Bible. We're going to read a little bit out of the Bible. Don't know where, but we always do on Coffee with the Wranglers. But we'll open up with a prayer first. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this beautiful sunrise outside, Lord. We know that it is you, the Creator, who causes that sun to rise, go across the sky and set in the evening, who brings out the stars every night. We know it is you, O Lord, and we thank you for it. Thank you for the beauty of your creation. Lord, thank you for putting us here in the positions you've put us in. We thank you most of all, Lord, for sending us your Son, Jesus Christ, sending him to become a curse for us, to become the curse that we were, sending him to cleanse us of our sins, of our sicknesses, of our diseases. Lord, that we've all sinned. But, Lord, we can be washed in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and we thank you for that. We ask you to be with us here today also, Holy Spirit. We say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We ask you to join us, to guide and direct our thoughts, our words, to be with the remnant out there, Lord, on this Saturday morning, and whenever this broadcast is heard, that your grace and mercy, your understanding, would be with us here today and also be with your remnant out there, Lord, in these days that we're in. Guide and direct each and every one of us. And Lord, let all that we do just be to your glory. And let it be a blessing to you and to the remnant. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, guys, I just had a quick second to flip on the computer this morning and see what kind of headlines they were. And they're still pushing hard on North Korea, saying they're in a state of war with South Korea.
I heard that yesterday.
So what do you think of that, Jason? You think it's just rumors of war and wars, or you think that there's really something going, or?
Oh, it's hard to say. When so many times when the government's media is pointing their finger on one direction, there's a lot bigger threat in the other direction, and I just think that would they keep mouthing North Korea. What about 25,000 Russian troops in the United States already? What about Russian president and Chinese new commie president meeting together, bashing the United States? What about the number of Chinese that we have here in the United States?
Yeah.
We've already got a threat that's here, that's in our backyard, so to speak. And, everybody wants to make such a big deal about North Korea. Yesterday they flew one of their bombers. They said that, they were talking about what North Korea was doing and how they had made more threats. So we send a bomber on, I think they said it was a 15,000 round trip.
Yeah, it was those B-1 stealth bombers.
Yeah, one of those stealth bombers.
Yeah,
on a routine training mission. This didn't have anything to do with what they were doing, but we send a stealth bomber over there and fly it over North Korea, and then we can't understand why they're upset about it. What's wrong with this? A foreign country comes and flying bombers over your country, and you get upset about it. But no, this was just a routine exercise. This didn't have anything to do with what was going on over there. These are just things that happen all the time. This is just a training exercise, and that plane could have been anywhere, but it's flying over North Korea.
Yeah, imagine that.
You can't. There's saber rattling going on, and you can't blame them for being upset, because we are. I don't care who you are. If you're flying a bomber low over my house, I'm going to get upset about it. And when I get upset about it, they're gonna make it like I'm mad about something. Hello. It just don't make any sense. If anything, we're provoking them to do what they're doing. And people that I've been talking to, they just completely failed to see that until it's pointed out to them. That's what's taking place.
Mr. K?
I don't know what to say to that other than, it's wag the dog all the time. All the time they're wanting you to look one way while there's something going on the other. I don't know what's going on with North Korea. I really don't care what's going on with North Korea. I really have a hard time caring.
Yeah.
I've heard Wolf being cried my whole life about this and that. And, there's going to be a day where stuff's going to hit the fan and it's not going to smell very good. And I'm aware of that, but it's whenever you listen to talk radio, it's just I can not listen to it for 20 years and I can turn it back on and it's almost the exact same. There might be a little bit different players here or there. It doesn't matter who's in office. It doesn't matter what's actually taking place. It's the same rhetoric going on. Whether you go back to Jimmy Carter's days with Iran or you go back, wherever you go in my history, which is 50 years, it's almost the same rhetoric every time I turn it on. The one thing that's got worse is the preachers and the pastors. They've got worse than 20 years. Listen to advertisements for Easter Sundays.
That's all that's been on the radio.
And, it always starts off telling a great story. But by the time they get to the end of it, where they're saying that he died for everybody, no matter what you look like, no matter what, how filthy basically your garments are, I mean, just complete perversion of the Word of God. You know, by the time you know, you're wanting to rip the knob off the radio, you know. But it's just the same old stuff going on.
You know, it's interesting because with what's going on there in North Korea, it sounds a lot like what took place. Not well, it doesn't seem like that long ago, but it was actually quite a while ago. But with you know, Saddam Hussein and looking for weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah,
you know. Doesn't it just sound like the same old story? Oh, well, they're doing this and they're doing that.
Yeah, and like well, like the message we just watched last Sunday, the propaganda, you know, makes, like you said, people don't see it unless you explain it to them because they believe in all this propaganda, you know. Even though they know they've been lied to their whole lives, you know, they still believe the news media, they believe the news, they believe the... You know, the politicians, they believe, you know, Rush Limbaugh to Glenn Beck to, you know, I mean, they believe everything, you know. Yeah,
they do. If it's not that, you know, there's another country, but what about this? What about maybe does our government want to go into North Korea? Is there something there that they want?
I don't know. Do they have very good food? They don't. I think they eat dogs.
Yeah, and if not each other.
Yeah, if not each other.
You know, but talk about pouring gasoline on the fire. You send Dennis Rodman over as an ambassador. I mean,
yeah,
I've been talking to people about that. Nobody knows that. Nobody believes it when you tell them that. They're like, Dennis Rodman, you can, the fruitcake you basketball
can,
player,
and you can show them pictures.
And they're now, like, no way,
right.
No way.
And that's because Kim Jong-un is a great basketball fan.
Oh.
So Dennis Rodman went over as that's the American ambassador to go over and, you know, high five and show off his little piercings and not his little piercings, his large and mini piercings. But, you know, that's what this country, the people that are in the sports that know of Dennis Rodman and basketball and all that, you know, to them, it's just like a party. Oh, yeah, man, Dennis went over. Yeah, he's hanging with the North Korean dude. It's all going to be fine.
What do they have that a big bully down the street would want?
What I do not know.
Oh, I thought maybe you were
holding. But they want something. I guarantee you that.
Yeah. Well, and then sometimes the bully just likes to be the bully.
That's true.
You know, it really is. So, well, just thought, like I said, I saw that on the headlines this morning, and that's, you know, that's what the world media is putting out, or at least the United States media is putting out. And I like what you said, Jason. They're saying, look here, look here. And we've learned when they say, look here at what the right hand is doing, you better watch out because the left hand is quite busy.
Another thing that it simply could be is, here's an enemy. You have an enemy that's however many thousand miles away North Korea is. And look what they're doing here in the United States right now, right in front of our faces.
Yeah.
You know, look at the war that's being waged right here on, you know, taking people's freedoms away every day, talking about financial crisis that people are facing on an everyday basis. It's pretty obvious that they are, the government, our enemies, are making preparations to go to war with the people of this land. I mean,
yes.
You know, from the targets to the ammunition to, you know, the guns, with the laws that they're changing so fast you can't even hardly keep up with the things that they're changing. Colorado is looking for to bring federal law enforcement officers in to override state and local law enforcement. It's obvious that is what they're preparing for is going to war with the citizens of this country.
And there's so many, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. So they can fill a lot of your hours up with North Korea, then you got a lot less time
right.
to think about that other stuff.
Jason,
it's amazing. It's amazing how you think about it. You think of a threat, and they put a threat off it, you know, let's say 10,000 miles away. That really don't seem like it's a threat that's going to affect you personally. But if you have a threat that's 100 miles away or 10 miles away or in your city or in your town, that puts people on edge.
Yeah. And your neighbor, when you put it out that you report anything suspicious or anything that it could be right next door to you or a person driving by or that's right where it's at. That's where they want it at.
New York State's doing that, 1-800 be a snitch.
I heard that.
You can literally call in if you think your neighbor has illegal guns. Who's to say if they're illegal or not? But if you think so, just call in, and boy, well, they'll go investigate it. They'll go raid the guy's house and take his guns. And
well, they don't see a little collar around the barrel, and they know it's not registered.
Yeah. And well,
yeah. Talk about an unseen war. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, folks, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. I guess we could open the phone lines up this morning. It's just a little bit into the broadcast, but we can do that. 307-745-5913. So that's what the headlines are this morning is North Korea. But, again, what you're hearing from here, Jason and Kyle are, I think, sure right on target. That wouldn't worry about North Korea, but worry about what's just north of town or what's just north of your county. And see what the United States government is doing. The billions, I think it just came out a day or two ago, the additional billions of dollars that the FBI is spending. Jason, you and Tim talked about it, touched on it last night a little bit on all the ammo that all the departments of the government have been buying.
Yeah, an additional $100 billion on ammo is what the FBI is spending right now. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And, talking about with what you were talking about, you ever watch any of those FPS Russian videos?
YouTube videos? Yeah, that's the guy that shoots all the guns and blows up all the stuff. I don't know, Kyle, you don't do a lot of computer stuff, but those of us stuck in the office see it. Get the emails.
Yeah,
sometime.
We get them sent to us occasionally and look at them.
Yeah.
The guy's got a dirty mouth on a lot of them. But you turn the sound off, the guy does some pretty neat stuff with, shoot 'em up, shooting computers, he shoots a lot of different high-dollar weaponry. Well, did you hear about him getting raided yesterday?
I saw a little blurb on it. I didn't get a chance to look into it, but something about blowing things up and getting paid for doing it or something.
Oh, yeah, they raided it. He lives up there in Georgia. Raided him, pulled everybody out, handcuffed him, searched the property.
Now, is that Georgia in the United States, like over by Florida and Alabama, Georgia?
Yeah, that's what I understood.
Okay.
Yeah, Georgia.
Because other big internet gun guy was shot and killed in Georgia here. What, in January?
Yep. Yep.
And they still I haven't heard anything on that. Anyway,
I know, I've been following it, and I've been trying to, find information on it, and they don't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this guy was, pulled out at gunpoint. Everybody was escorted off the property, private property, an old farm that was owned by the guy's father, and held at gunpoint because of suspicion. No evidence, no proof that he was doing anything illegal, but a suspicion that he was doing something illegal by a YouTube video.
Yeah.
And that's why people, and some of the people that post stuff up on, YouTube, and then they get in trouble afterwards and they wonder why. There's certain things that you don't want to broadcast to the world if you don't want the world to know about it. There's certain people out in the world that you don't want to know certain things.
Right.
And so don't go putting it up on YouTube because it's not just your friends that are going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many times you read in the paper or in the news reports that someone's arrested, and they'll mention now the social media that's involved.
Facebook's
that. Yeah, they'll say, oh, well, his Facebook, account said, showed pictures of him holding guns. Or like this, he had... these YouTube videos of him blowing something up. So he must, he's doing, we know he's doing something wrong. We don't know what. And they'll go in and investigate. I'm reminded, I saw a thing from down there in Florida. A guy and his, you know, two kids or something like that are out on the boat or right on the edge of the water or something like that. And these manatees swim up. Manatees are like sea cows, but they are federally protected. I mean, they almost get you, you almost get in trouble if you just take a picture of them. But they swim right up to them and all that. They're real docile and slow moving. So, you know, the situation presented himself. So they're taking pictures. His kids are right next to him and they're petting them. And I think he put one of his kids on top of one and they took pictures and all that and posted all that to their social media. Oh, buddy, they came in and arrested him because that's a federal offense, you know, putting your, you know, 40-pound kid on the back of a manatee. It's not like he was harpooning it, you know, or skinning it, bringing it up on and skinning it, you know, and they did, they went in and arrested him and oh, it was a mess. It was a mess.
So. Yeah. And it's amazing how many people that I've talked to that said that they've posted things on Facebook that were pro-gun or along those lines and put pictures up on Facebook, mm-hmm. and they get their accounts deleted. They get them taken off.
Yeah.
Or they...
people don't realize that that is a public forum. It's like whatever you do on there, it's like making big 2-foot by 2-foot posters and going down to the FBI office and just and walking in the front door and saying, here... You know, here's everything about me, my name, address, gender, my likes, my dislikes, and then whatever else, you know. Oh, me and Joe went shooting and we blew this up, or and just giving it to the FBI, CIA, whoever you want to say that to. It's all public information.
Wow.
It's like going down and putting it out up at the library. Well, let's go to the phone line, see who else is awake this morning. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to coffee.
Hi, guys. This is Bob in Ohio.
Good morning, Bob.
A strange thing to tell you about here that you guys may want to clue into. Over the last, oh, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago or so, in the Cuyahoga County area, they had a big situation going on with supposed corruption within the county, you know, the top echelons of the county government. And they were, you know, all these city, I mean, the county commissioners were being prosecuted, put in jail, questioned for months by the FBI, etc. For, well, they were crimes, but yet they were pretty petty stuff. Like somebody had a little work done on their patio, on their in their backyard or something. So, but anyway, because of this, they came up with the idea that they would have a new form of county government, in which there would be a county president. Now, the details of all of that, I don't know how much of that was really revealed to the public or not at the time that it was rammed through, but, you know, they really pushed this hard because we had to have this new form of government that would get rid of that corrupt form that was in there before. Well, here recently, that new county president that was installed here fired the county sheriff. And it was revealed here in the newspaper that that new county president has that right to, at his discretion, fire the county sheriff without any oversight, without having to give anybody any reason. It's totally his call, his power.
And have they already passed that?
Well, they got the guy in. It's all passed. It's all done.
Wow.
I had no idea that this guy had that kind of sweeping power that at the snap of a finger he could just say, you know, I don't like what the county sheriff is doing. He's dust.
So now, basically, you know, what they've done is they've come in, they've created a problem
mm-hmm.
using one of their own or several of their own. They come up with a solution to the problem, and is what we get out of the deal is less freedoms.
Well, you got to remember also, you know, think about who it is that is being removed. I believe in most states, the county sheriff is the supreme head person in charge of the county in time of crisis or anything else.
Yeah, it is. And the county sheriff is an elected. He is, you know, as much as counties still have elections, you know, we do that here in Albany County. He is the elected law enforcement officer. He's not appointed. You know, the police chief is usually appointed by the city police. But the county sheriffs around the county are normally, yeah, they are normally, in time of crisis, the county sheriff is usually the
ultimate power in that county.
The authority and power in that county, right. You know, if you have a flood or whatever. And, you know, that's what you're saying, Bob, is just what, you know, California has done time and time again. The people vote against giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens. The people vote against giving, you know, special rights to queers and those type things in California time after time after time. And yet then some judge will come in and he'll overrule it. And he'll say, oh, no, that's... You know, that's overly discriminate. Well, it's the people voted that way. You know, it may be for everybody to wear purple socks all week long, but that's what how the people voted. And when a judge can just come in and throw it out, in your instance, like you said, when they secretly change the form of government they have in that county, and basically appoint a president, you know, you would think that the people would see that. Even though we're not supposed to be a democracy, we're one vote, everybody gets a vote. You would think the people would see that they didn't vote for this, but yet here it is.
I think this was voted on, but I don't think anybody had any idea of the sweeping powers that this new county president was going to have. And now you think about this with the situation of around the country where you have government, where you have situations with sheriffs that are saying, well, I'm not going to tolerate this kind of thing going down against, you know, people within my county. Let's say over, you know, searches for guns or this or that or whatever.
Well, Bob, we're having
the
that exact thing.
Can just say, boom, you're dust.
Right.
You're gone.
You're having that very thing in Colorado. Jason mentioned it earlier, where Colorado's looking to bring in federal law enforcement. And that's because they have... I want to say about half their sheriffs, I'm not sure of that number, but I was thinking it was about half, are not for these gun control measures that they've passed.
No, this was the first time that all of the sheriffs in the state of Colorado agreed on an issue, and that was they all agreed this is a bad idea, they didn't want it.
And what the state legislature's doing in a roundabout way is basically they're trying extortion on the county sheriffs, because the county sheriffs haven't had a raise since 2006. That's in 7 years. And this year, there's legislation in the Colorado State Legislature to give them raises. But the word is out. And you know, they don't, you know, when you have extortion, you don't publish it in the newspaper. But you make sure that it's known. And that's what they've done. They've gone to, you know, the Democratic friends of the sheriffs and things, different little organizations, and they've let it be known that, hey, if you want a raise, you get on board with this gun control stuff. And a couple of the sheriffs have come out and showed those emails and brought that out. That's extortion. That's exactly what it is. But the you know, the people don't, you know, who's on American Idol tonight? You know, who went home? And Survivor's coming on. Oh, that's what I'm interested in. And that's how the people are.
Of course, they'd still be like that if you told them this. They'd say, well, who cares if the
right.
county president can get rid of the county sheriff? So, well, you know, I don't know how prevalent this new form of county government is across the country, or whether this is just the, you know, the first of this here. But it's something to keep in mind that, you know, I don't know what all other powers this guy has to enact whatever he... You know, you may as well just call him a commissar.
Yeah, or a czar.
You know, it is one of the things...
No,
the czar is
a little different yet.
We're seeing all the signs of all the things that we were warned about probably 40 years ago about communism coming in. You know, just the way that they... are teaching people to snitch on their neighbor, to turn their friends in. when they're changing these forms of government. They're making all these changes. I mean, that's what they called it. That's what it was when it went into all these other countries. Communism taking over, mm-hmm. You know, which can be equated to Antichrist taking over, and that's what it is. It's a war being waged, and that's just another one of the things. Just what you're describing is another one of the things that we're experiencing, you know. And it's amazing that how so many people must be under a spell to not see that things like this could take an effect on their lives.
Well, you know, as far as the communist thing, there's also a new form of creeping form of communism going on that they're ramming around down in this area. It's called regionalism. Have you guys been having any experience with that yet?
No, what's that?
Basically what it is that the core main city is so overweighted with people that aren't paying for anything, taking care of anything as far as paying any taxes or anything else, that the main big core city is sunk. You know, it's just history. It can't pay for itself. It can't take care of itself. It can't support itself. The money from the feds isn't there anymore. So what they try to do is say, well, let's just create a whole county city. Let's just merge the main city with all the suburbs so that the suburbs can take care of the core city. Well, you know, nobody would tolerate that right off. You know, everybody objected to that when they heard it. So they're doing it a sneaky way. What they're doing is they're starting to merge the suburbs with each other, saying, well, you've got problems with the finances. First, we'll share our police with 3-4 cities. We'll just merge the police. We'll merge the fire. Then we'll merge the school systems. And then, well, why not just merge all 3 cities, all 3 suburbs together? See, they're coming in the back door with that. They're going to get all the suburbs to merge one with another, and then you'll finally merge with the main core city so that the main core city can be supported by the suburbs, you know.
Okay. Yeah, the cities are,
which is a form of communism, with, you know, whatever way they want to put it. It is, because sure. You know, it can't pay for itself. You got you know, 600,000 people on welfare.
Giving others a burden to take care of something else that they don't that they shouldn't be responsible for. I mean, just, you know, taken from one group of people and given to another group of people.
Yeah, redistribution of wealth. Seems like we've heard about
exactly.
that before.
That's exactly it, yes. So, but you'll see that, you know, going on around the country somewhere, too. It may not be in your area yet.
Right. We're pretty rural out here. So, well, Bob, sure appreciate the phone call. Got the other phone line ringing, and thank you for listening in and for calling and sharing that with us, that regionalism. I'll have to look into that a little bit.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. And it is Coffee with the Wranglers, 307-745-5913. We'll try this caller. Good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, Richard.
Well, good morning, Cal. How are you?
Greetings from sunny North Carolina. I on the other side of the coin, when you point one way, look the other way, how about Cyprus? And the banking
good point.
Fiasco
yeah.
over there, I would have been given advice of my friends and relatives who go down to at least not more than a month's supply of greenies in the banks just in case they decide to have a holiday here.
Yeah.
And leave us short. They usually tell you what they're going to do ahead of time. And the other thing was over there to Kim Jong-un or whatever his name, send him Lady Gaga. And a whole group out of there out of Hollywood.
They did, Cal. They sent him Dennis Rodman. I think they're the same person.
Is it? I can't tell. It depends on the outfit. But how about all of Hollywood, too?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
throw the queers in. They could all go there.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, the situation here, because they've been eyeing the 401 Ks and all of these things, and they're running out of money, and that gang up there in Washington is just salivating, trying to figure out how to grab all of the accounts and use the money for their whatever.
Right. And that's just what they did in Cyprus. You know, if you had over, I think it was 100,000 euros, well, they just take maybe 40%.
Yeah, well, I think they're still on a holiday, but anyway, you're going to be minus a lot of whatever they use the euros.
I'd be on a holiday. If I ended up with that much money in my pocket, I'd go on a holiday too, a long one.
Yeah, well, hats off to the Ruskies that sit down there on their offshore banking.
they're probably all hiding from those mobsters, huh, Jason?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. That...
Well, have fun, fellas. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Cal. God bless.
Bye.
Good to hear from Cal out in
That's back the type east. Of stuff that people just, they need to at least raise an eyebrow to, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I never even heard about it. Of course, I don't really listen to too much news, but Jason told me about it during the week. People put their whole savings and trust in these banking systems. And all they have to do at the snap of a finger, whether you want to say they can't do that or not, they can take everything you've got, you know, because you, well, I don't want to say too much because I don't want people to feel bad, but you're taking a chance when you leave your life's earnings or whatever sure. you call it, you know, and I don't care if it's $100 or $100,000 or $1 million. I mean, if it's something that you've worked hard for and, you know, and you're planning on giving that to your children or whatever you're planning on doing, it could be gone like that because we've seen it happen, you know.
And isn't it amazing how, you know, you can talk to somebody and they can talk about how terrible this is and how terrible it is that this is going over there in Cyprus, you know, 40, 60, 80% of people's wealth just gone. You know, close the bank, open the bank, check your account, 80% gone of what you had in there. And how people will talk about, you know, those poor people, and it never crosses their mind that could happen here, that could happen to them.
Yep, good point. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee.
Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
You hear me well enough today?
Yes.
Okay. To the Cyprus thing, they also took $100 million from the church on top of that. So they're just a bunch of thieves, and I think mostly that was aimed at Russia because, you know, you can think what you want about Russia, but Vladimir Putin and their church, we don't probably agree with their kind of church, that Orthodox church. But it's mandatory to have Christian church services in their military now. It's mandatory. No other religion is allowed. And they're stopping gay pride parades and all these things over there and trying to pay people to have children, not abort them. I'd say that's several steps in the right direction. And I think the Zionists hate them for it. And most of the money that was stolen was Russian money. And
a lot of it was.
I don't think, it just, you know, here we are over here. We're having the homosexual marriage and this thing, that thing, the other thing. Our bankers are the ones behind all this business of printing money out of thin air and charging interest. How much of an ungodly abomination is that? You know, you don't hear a peep out of the people in America. I think they're a bunch of cowards.
Well,
especially the white people.
It's like the days of Elijah again. You know, he said, if God be God, serve him. If Baal be Baal, serve him. And the people answered not a word. And
that's right. They're keeping very, very quiet, aren't they, Richard?
Well, they're, like Jason said earlier, they're under a spell. You know?
I think it's worse than that. I think they're cowards.
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it. You know,
and what bothers me about the white folks in this country is they'll sit out there and they'll spend their money on some 300-pound black woman who has 15 children by 10 different men, and then there'll be a white family over here wanting their kinsmen, and they'll just let them rot. They're pitiful in the sight of God. and they'll be judged just as harshly as the heathen. I don't know if you saw this thing or not, but these people that run Libya tortured and beheaded 100 Coptic Christians in public over proselytizing about Jesus Christ this week. And nobody says anything about that here. Not another peep out of the church, so-called church people. It's disgusting. These people are the most spineless, blind, wicked generation. I don't know what you could do to get them to repent. I'm not so sure that God even cares whether they repent or not. I've been thinking about that all night long. I'm just wondering if he really cares whether most of them repent or not now at this point.
Well, he does. It's just that what the Bible says is though Israel, who is who, the true Israel, are the Caucasian people, the Scandinavian, Germanic, kindred, Germanic, British, English people. The Bible says, though they be as the stars of the sky and the sands of the sea, and that's a lot. Though they be as that, it is only a remnant that'll be saved. It's always just been a remnant. And that's how it will be now. I think he does care. He cared enough, you know, to send his son to come to the cross that gives his people a way out. It provides a way of deliverance. But he's given us free will. And we can choose. It is a choice. And it was that way in the Old Testament, and it's that way today. Choose you this day. Who are you going to serve?
Richard, I can gain more attention by proclaiming Jesus is God to a bird on a limb, and he'll look at me and he'll listen. But the people out here will not listen.
Yeah. Well,
they look at you like you're some kind of alien.
That's the word come true. You know, they're blinded to who they are and to what's going on. So, well, hey, we appreciate the call. The other line's ringing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
It's true. There's a spirit of cowardice or fear, whatever, however you want to put it, all across this land. I mean,
yeah, there is.
What he said is a lot of it was absolutely true.
Well, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Thanks for calling into Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hi, Wranglers. Timmy from Maine. Another brother spoke about earlier was Metro Government, the John Birch Society, and probably Liberty Lobby published a series of books and articles about Metro Government in the late 70s, early 80s. Joe Heinemann was one of the earlier patriots who wrote about it. It's based on a 1313 plan out of the University of Chicago. It's a Rockefeller bastion. It's also a Trotskyite communist. Indianapolis and Jacksonville are, metro
good,
government.
Good points to that, yeah.
County.
Yeah, Jacksonville is the largest city there is because it's the entire county. The county is the city. And
Dick Lugar, the ex-Indiana senator, was, I think, the first executive, mayor executive of Indianapolis. He's another closet red. Another thing that people need to know, there are two factions of communism, Trotskyite and Stalinist. Pete knew this, and I'm sure you guys know this. And that's important to know. The Trotskyites infiltrated the conservative movement, and the Stalinists are open red. There's spiritual contact between it. The Trotskyite communism is really vicious. It's the pure Jewish communism. And we may be seeing a little turf war between reds here because Obama is starting to come against Israel. We could see a replay of the McCarthy era where you got Stalinist Obama up against Trotskyite Israel. And that's it, brothers.
Could be. Thanks, Tim.
Well, you can talk about North Korea all you want. You can talk about wherever you want. But we do know one thing. There is a Gog and Magog invasion coming. Isn't that true?
Ezekiel, amen.
That's what the Bible says.
I mean, read the last few chapters of Ezekiel, and there's a war, and it doesn't take a genius to figure out the areas of Gog and Magog. And it's the Soviet Union, the Russian area, and the invasion's going to be from the north. You know, now the issue is the people think that it's the old Jerusalem that's going to be invaded. You know, and and you know,
yeah,
and that's hard to it's hard to reach the people with that, saying no, that's that land was fulfilled, that all that prophecy was already fulfilled in the days of Joshua. You know, I mean, you can go right there and they'll nod up and down, and then you know, as you're walking away, their head stops nodding
and it starts shaking sideways.
Yeah.
Going, oh man. Yeah, you're right. You're right. We have been, because we're brainwashed from youth, from the way up, from pre-kindergarten to Sunday school class, and the majority of the churches on every street corner out there.
And for years, there's been a rise, well, in every national race, or you know, every race grew up in our front of our eyes. But you go to the store now, and you know, you would think white people are white people, you know, black people are black people, Chinese, you know. But I mean, most of the time you can recognize a Russian like that. I mean, not listening to their language, just they have a little bit different look to them, you know. Yeah. And they're everywhere. I mean, it's easy to ignore because you know you're just getting a glance at somebody out of the corner of your eye. It's a white guy and he's 6'1" or whatever, and you don't pay attention. But if you really start paying attention, and then when you start listening to the voices too, there's a lot of them here. You know, and I'm not saying they're all part of the Gog Magog war. I'm just saying, wake up. There's going to be an invasion from the north. You know, where's the north? Where is the north? Is that me, North Korea? I don't think so.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jason?
Maybe he thinks
so.
Yeah,
I mean, I agree. I mean, it's prophesied. That's what I think that Gog and Magog, I think that was Russia and China.
Yeah, I mean, is that part of the, is the 100 million man army part of that war?
I don't know if it is or not. I believe it is.
Yeah, I think it is too.
They've got that many.
Yeah.
They've got that many. Oh, well. Interesting.
You know, and
times.
You look at the things, where exactly in Ezekiel is that? Was that
36, 37, 38? I mean, that's what I'm thinking, but I mean.
Yeah, 38 is the prophecy about Gog and the future invasion of Israel. Wait a minute. The future invasion of Israel. How about that? Yeah, you know, and I think it comes down to the people would read their Bible. You know, don't if you don't think that what we're saying, if you don't believe what we're saying about the Bible, don't believe us. Go read for yourself. You know, because I was in that position one time. You know, can you believe what they're saying about the Bible? The Bible doesn't say that. Where do they get this stuff? And you know, you can stay there in your disbelief, and you can stay there in your scoffing, not having anything to base it on, just believing a lie, the lie that you tell yourself, or you can open up the Word and start reading it. And as you start reading it, you may not understand it. And so if you don't understand it, you pray and ask for understanding. You know, you don't have to get it from here. You can get it straight from God. And He'll give you a little bit of understanding. He'll give you enough, even if you're not baptized and have the gift of the Holy Spirit, He'll give you enough understanding to let you get to the point to where you can make a choice. Whether, wait a minute, it does say that. You know, I remember when I started, And you just start back in Genesis and you read through the creation. And you got the first day, and you got the second day, and you got third day, and you got fourth day, and then you've got the sixth day. And you know, in Genesis 1:26, God says, "Let us make man in our image," and created man in His own image, in the image of God He created him, male and female, and He blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." And then in Genesis 2, "Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their host." On the seventh day, God completed His work. Well, then the week started over again. That wasn't the end. And then He goes in and you start talking about Adam. Well, wait a minute. He'd already created man and woman, but here... And God will give you enough understanding to get you going. And then you can read through. And then you decide if you're going to believe this or not, because this is truth, whether you believe it or not, whether we have the right understanding of it or not. It's truth. And it's a future invasion of Israel. And it's the new Jerusalem. And, you know, when this was written, when they had the old Jerusalem, what, 4,000, 5,000 years ago, however many years ago, you know, how'd they come up with that name? You ever think about that? You know, how'd they come up with a name several thousand years ago with USA right in the middle of it? You know? Anyway, I think we've got time for one more caller. Good morning. Thanks for calling in to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, man. It's Kevin in Ohio. I just want to address the Korean thing. It's a total ruse. It's a power builder for the controllers. I've heard a likened yesterday. I haven't had TV 17, 18 years. In a discussion I heard yesterday, Dave, equating it to the Cuban Missile Crisis, which was a total hoax, and it built nothing up but the Kennedy bunch. And we really have to turn our our heads off to that. It's all just for them. And I also heard a good one yesterday that Korea is the same to China as lips are to teeth, and that's about all it is. They love the distraction. They're stabbing us in the back at the same time. Gentlemen, I'd like to mention one thing. When out of the scriptures in Mark, Mark 6:11, I find that verse such a powerhouse for people that would say Jesus is all love. Jesus never said to judge our Lord and Master. Never said that we were to have an effect where we go to non-believers that won't hear the word. And the end of that verse says, when you shake off your feet, it's a testimony against them. And verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.
Amen.
I want to say thank you again for all your work, man.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. God bless.
Along that lines, I was driving through Laramie yesterday, and there's some big, fat, ugly chick out on one of the corners by one of the college bars. I forget which one. Then you're right on 3rd Street. And she's holding up this sign. You know, she looks horrible. She looks like she just crawled out of a ditch. I mean, her jeans are filthy, dirty. And she looks like she hasn't had a shower in days, you know, holding up a song, Honk if you Love Peace or something. You know, and it's just part of what the caller earlier was talking about. It's just stupidity, you know. I mean, like, she's going to go home or wherever she goes after that and think she did something, you know. I mean, I felt like, you know, I'm not a real bumper sticker guy, you know, I mean.
You do have a bumper sticker on your
truck. I do have a sticker on my window, but I'm not a big, you know, plaster my car with bumper stickers and make it look cheap or whatever, you know. But, you know, Christ said, I came not for peace, but to divide, you know. And all these coexist people, and me and Jason was talking about it earlier, that as bad as the people have been and as bad as they've looked in the past, when we go to towns anymore, he was talking about Fort Collins, and I'm talking about even Laramie, the people look worse and worse every day. Mm-hmm. The bumper stickers for coexist are... See, in Portland, they were everywhere. When I first came out here, didn't hardly ever see a coexist one.
You see more now.
Oh, they're starting to be everywhere, you know? And Christ didn't come to tolerate this stuff. Mm-hmm. He came to divide, even if it took father and mother, sister and brother, husbands and wives. Mm-hmm. He came to divide them from this coexist tolerance. And that's all coexist means. Right. It means tolerate everything.
Yep.
You know? And, but not only are they cowards, they have this spirit of rebellion towards Christ and God the Father. I mean, that's what it's all about. And you can see it all over this big, ugly, fat, I mean, disgusting woman. And what even makes me more mad about it is people would honk at it. Like, you know, and that, what does that do? Make them feel good for the day? I really don't get it, you know. But anyway, it was kind of a long
time. Well, and it's interesting because they always promote, you know, this coexist, and, you know, we've got enough room for everybody. But they sure don't stand for or won't tolerate somebody that comes up and says homosexuality is wrong.
Right.
Interracial marriage is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's defined in the Bible, they don't want to coexist with that kind of person, do they?
No, it's all hypocrisy. There's absolutely no absolutes. I mean, it's all the same type of thing. I mean, it's always that way.
And you're right, Kyle. They are stupid.
Yeah,
our people are stupid. Hosea says our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and they've lost the knowledge of God. The enemy's done a very good job of taking it out of the schools and the universities and the daycares and the homes.
Yeah.
And so our people are destroyed. They're stupid. They're fat. They're ugly. They are lost, and they're doomed to hell. They're doomed to an eternity of hell away from God.
And like the caller said earlier, and I agree with him, there's a lot of them that God doesn't want to repent, you know. In fact, he gave them that spirit.
Didn't Jesus Christ even say that? That's why he spoke in parables? Because if I spoke plainly, everybody'd understand, and then they'd repent. Isn't that the words of Jesus Christ?
Absolutely.
A paraphrase anyway. You're right. You're right. The caller was right. He doesn't. There are some. And again, if you're listening and think, how unchristian is that? Read the word.
I mean, why is it worse?
Read the word.
That verse that the last caller just called about. Why would it say that? Because that they were worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. Because they were given a chance. Right there. The word of God went into their town or into their house or whatever it was. They were given a chance to listen, and they refused. They wouldn't receive it. Mm-hmm. You know.
So what does that tell you? You hear this word, you hear this teaching, this preaching of the gospel, and you turn away from it. You can read in the Bible. You probably know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's going to be worse for you if you continue to just turn away from it. Well, guys, we're out of time. I want to invite you all. First, thank everybody for joining us today. Coffee with the Wranglers. And this broadcast will replay on Monday night at 7 p.m. if you didn't get all of it. We want to invite you to church tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. Come to scriptures4america.org. We'll start out with a scriptural review of the news. And keep John in your prayers so he gets over his... He wasn't feeling too good this morning, so he can be there.
And Richard, you can hear him in the background. Out there, you know, maybe coughing a little bit today.
Yeah, so
it's going around.
Yeah, it is. But by his stripes we're healed. But come to church with us tomorrow, and then also plan on same place, 7 p.m. Mountain on Tuesday night. Join us for the Passover service. And
what time does that start?
7 p.m. Mountain. We're going to gather about 5:30 for a meal and fellowship, but 7 p.m. Mountain, and that also will be on scriptures4america.org. Again, thanks for joining us. We're going to go out with this song, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
Keep moving, moving, moving. Though there
they're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake hide.